Welcome, everybody. This is the 10th Loser Town Today podcast. I'm Steven.
I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. First of all, I would like to apologize for the length of time it's taken to get this podcast up. It's been about a month, and, well, you know, we're into the holiday season now. And, wait a minute, let me get my holiday bell, my Christmas bell. Yes, that bell can only mean that Christmas season is upon us.
Yeah, I'm sure that made the religious right happy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, mentioning Christmas.
Forgot about that. So, Steve, let's go back a couple of weeks. How was your Thanksgiving?
It's, you know, pretty good. I always enjoy Thanksgiving. I, you know, went back home and had me a big turkey.
Yeah, that's good. Mine was pretty good, too. I love Thanksgiving because I love to eat turkey.
Yeah, actually, I love to eat anything.
Actually, I'm the same way. And now we're coming up to Christmas. And one thing that I've noticed in the last few years is the this whole Black Friday event. It used to not be like this.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so crazy that it's ruining, you know, the fun of the Christmas shopping season. Because everybody's so competitive trying to get the things that they want. You know, people... I drove by on my way home from Thanksgiving dinner. I drove by at Best Buy, and there are people lining up already. You know, they were going to line up overnight. That's crazy.
I know. I would never do that. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I try to avoid the whole Black Friday. So, did you... have you gotten all your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, pretty much for me. I mean, I think in Christmas you should buy things for yourself.
No, yeah. Well, that's an interesting take. You know, sometimes I think maybe that's the way it should be, because this whole Christmas thing, all you do is just you're exchanging. I mean, why don't you just like it's like I'm giving you money and then you just give it right back to me. So and
exactly.
If you don't do that, if you just buy presents for yourself, you know you enjoy it, right?
That's what
but
I say.
I guess Christmas isn't about, you know, just getting gifts, right?
Eh.
What do you think about the whole uproar about taking Christ out of Christmas and how stores are saying Happy Holidays?
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's a big deal. I mean, it's just people just want to be inclusive, that's all. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, me too. I mean, what? So what? That's my... I mean, Christmas is such a fake holiday anyway. I mean, there's nothing in the Bible that says, you know, celebrate the birth of Christ. It's invention by man.
Exactly. You
know, we want to do it. And so I just don't see how people can complain that it's, you know, the religious part is, you know, we're losing the religious aspect of it. It was always a fake holiday anyway. But anyway, let's move on and let's close out our Christmas discussion with the bell. What I wanted to talk about today was some of our musical influences. Now, when I was growing up, I never really listened to radio. I didn't have my own radio when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Is that strange? I mean, you think about kids nowadays and they have their own, you know, iPods and everything and they're listening to music, but I don't think I really listened to the radio until I got into high school. I mean, I was aware of, you know, pop music a little bit from, you know, riding in the car and my father would have the radio on and I remember hearing songs from the Carpenters or, you know, ABBA or Olivia Newton-John or something like that. And in school, in elementary school, we had music class, like, every Tuesday or something, and they would play songs. But other than that, I really had no exposure to it.
That's odd.
Yeah, I know. It's strange that I came into that so late. Anyway, it wasn't until probably, I think, high school that I actually bought my first album, and that was... by the Doobie Brothers, Minute by Minute. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
When was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. But I bought that, and then I started really getting into Fleetwood Mac, and then Tom Petty. Tom Petty is probably my biggest influence, musical influence in terms of songwriting. And I think...
Yeah, pretty... Me too.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of share that same kind of influence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't really get... Like, when Tom Petty released Damn the Torpedoes, I kind of liked it. It wasn't until he released... The Promise.
That was a great
Promises.
One.
I can't remember the name of that album. And then Long After Dark. So in three albums in a row, they were unbelievable. I couldn't believe anybody could release such great materials, good material, in that time span. And
back
I remember the first time I tried to listen to the album and try to, you know, play along, try to learn a song. And it was horrible. It was the, I was trying to learn The Waiting. And,
So you're trying to learn from the record, right?
It was not right. Actually, let me plug in the guitar and I'll show you what I was trying to do. Hold on 1 second.
So that was how I thought The Waiting started, but of course it's really... Hold on. Isn't that funny?
It's kind of close.
Hey, why don't you...
So,
why don't you tell people what you used?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'm sure people would like to know. That was done on the Fender Stratocaster, American Stratocaster. And it was piped through the original Pod 2.0, on a setting of 2A. So there you go. That's the sound that you're hearing. Thank you, Steve, for bringing that up to me. I'm sure people appreciate that.
People always like to know.
As I was saying, The Waiting was one of the first songs that I tried to learn how to play. And then after that, I remember trying to go through a bunch of the songs on the Long After Dark, because that was one of my favorite albums at the time, and still is. When I got to college, I started getting into Paul Simon, the Beatles, and Bob Dylan. And I remember buying the Bob Dylan songbook and learning how to play those songs. So even though, I mean, I'm not like the biggest Bob Dylan fan in the world, but a lot of those songs, I don't know, they really resonate with me. And so I would have to say that Bob Dylan is the second biggest influence in terms of writing songs.
Yeah, I can't really say that he was an influence much for me, you know.
Now, in college, I remember watching Saturday Night Live and The Replacements came on. And up to then, I never heard, music like that. They were so raw and melodic and fresh. It just blew me away. And I remember for that whole week afterwards, it was really stuck in my head until I finally went out and bought the Tim album, and it blew me away. And I've been a big Replacements and a Paul Westerberg fan after that. The funny thing is, even though they're one of my all-time favorite groups and Paul Westerberg is one of my all-time favorite songwriters, I can't really say that the Replacements were a musical influence on me. I'm sure on a subconscious level, yeah, sure, there are things that, creep in there. But and I think that's because that your influences are really set earlier in life. And I think that's why Tom Petty remains to this day my biggest musical influence in the songs that we do. And that's, like, for instance, let's take Fallen Trees, seeing how we did... did an acoustic version of it. And by the way, if you go onto the Losertown website, you'll see it as you read the current news. We have a link to it, because the quality is better for the MP3 on that instead of on the podcast, which we did last week. Well, I'm sorry, not last week, last month.
Yeah, we'll try to get better.
But if you go through the Fallen Tree song and you see they have chords, you know, E minor, G, C, G. And the chorus is A minor, G, C, G. And at the end of the chorus, you end up with E minor, G, and D. So, I mean, those are your basic chords, your 1-4-5 chords. And then you have your couple minor chords in there. And that's basically how all of our songs, well, all of my songs go. Yeah, we're simple folk. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, we do try to throw in some different things, you know, different voicings on the chords. And, or, you know, move to a different key sometimes. But for the most part, you know, that's our basic songwriting style. Anything else you want to add to that, Steve?
I mean, I just want to mention that even for our lead playing, it's, you know, we have a simple style too.
Yeah.
I mean, because we just, it's pentatonic major scale. That's it. We rarely do minor scales or other modes.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes in part with the chords we use. So I think that goes well.
I guess what we're trying to say is that we're pretty simple-minded people when it comes to music. But we're trying to learn.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we should just try to work on trying to improve ourselves, right?
Okay. Of course. Of course.
So, anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our musical influences, and this about wraps up this podcast, and I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This bell's getting stuck. Let's try that again. Merry Christmas. I'm not afraid to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If Merry, you have Merry any Christmas. Jewish fans out there, Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and anything else we're leaving out?
Happy Winter anyway, Solstice.
I hope you have a good holiday season. A very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Bye.
See ya next year.